This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Bill Martinez, America. Good to have you along with us, joining the good fight. Hey, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's up to Mises and Uses. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. But, hey, it's another great day here for us to enjoy and make the most of. And why not here as we continue to give you the topics and the experts that you need to be aware of. You know, we try to drill down into these facts and spend a little bit more time with these particular topics so that you have a better idea. Well, interesting that last night the Mirrored Ball was awarded to, to the Dancing with the Stars winner. We had Peta Murgatroyd. I love that name. And Niall DeMarco, they're the winners of Dancing with the Stars, Scott. And they get the Mirror Ball and, did great. People, I guess they were the odds-on favorite to begin with on this season 22. And they danced their way into the hearts of America and ended up, with the Silver Ball after all was said and done. So congratulations to them. And it's only fitting, because after all, what is today? Today is... It's Mr. Bojangles Day, isn't it? And Bojangles, of course, known for little dancing and all that kind of stuff. What Sammy Davis Jr. Made that song, Mr. Bojangles, so famous back in the 60s and 70s. And so Mr. Bojangles Day, and that's also I thought it said Greek. It's Geek Pride Day. So Geek Pride Day. I was thinking Greek Pride Day. I go, where's your bottle of Windex and that? But that's what you get. But it's National Tap Dance Day is today. National Wine Day. Okay, so let's drink them up. Why not? I'm here in Hawaii in Maui. Everything suck them up. That's what they say here. Whether it's a Mai Tai or not. So good fun. Well, Kimberly Guilfoyle here was talking about Hillary Clinton and, what a battle it has been for her with one Bernie Sanders. And she says, wow, it doesn't say much if you can't stand up to, a 73, 74-year-old socialist from Vermont, huh? Listen to what she said.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because, this seems cowardly to me. You should be able to stand up to anybody. You want to stand up to world leaders? You can't stand up to a socialist from Vermont? What's wrong with you? Get up there, make your case, and show people that you really want to earn it, that they should choose you over Bernie Sanders. And for those independent women and other people out there, come on, pull it together. Earn the vote. Don't miss an opportunity, especially with an audience of that scale and the skill of our moderators, quite frankly, to answer good questions, prove yourself, show us you're worthy of being commander-in-chief, and it's not too late to dry clean your best pantsuit and change your mind.
She should have said she had... That's a great line. Not too late to dry clean your best pantsuit. Oh, Kimberly, you're too funny. Anyway, it's the clarion call is not only to the candidates, but to we the people. We're the ones that get the government we deserve, for whatever reason, if we're not going to put in the energy to really be on top of this. But, clearly, Scott, I got to tell you, the people are more engaged than I can remember, it seems, with this election. We know a lot is riding, and I guess you can be thankful for Donald Trump. In spite of, the divisions that have been set up. And I think more than anything, what it's done is it has exposed the divisions. And the divisions have always been there. But now it's like, all right, here we are, the divided United States of America. But let's know on what we stand. And let's see, what's going to happen. If your way is a better way, or do we have enough empirical evidence on our side to demonstrate that, America really can be great again, but it's going to be up to me and you. Welcome back, America. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, thank you so much for sending me an email and saying you wanted the DVD, Blu-ray of Risen, and those are going to be sent out. Congratulations to all our winners. And also, I just got noticed that we're going to have some Young Messiah DVDs to be given away, too. So you'll hear more about that next week here on Bill Martinez Live. Sarah Westwood is with us. She's back from maternity leave, and we missed her terribly. And Sarah, of course, the watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. Hi, Sarah. How are we doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good. How's the pride and joy?
It's great. You know, just been getting back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. Are you sleeping through the night yet? I mean, are you doing all the, I mean, because we always enjoyed that, you know, that first night that you slept through and you wake up in a panic going, hey, is everything okay? And, you know, baby's doing good and all that, so.
You know, I'm not quite sleeping through the night. He's still, gets pretty hungry, but he's almost doubled his birth weight in 11 weeks, so he's growing
wow.
Like a baby.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Well, congratulations on the new baby, and I know it's got to be a certain amount of mixed emotions with you being back to work, and so we'll respect your time, but we've missed you, and welcome back. An article, I mean, it's like you came back, and you just picked up where you left off. You've just been, dealing with some of these issues, particularly the investigation of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who says, yeah, I mean, kind of like in Clinton form, it's really not an investigation. You know, I was waiting for him to come out and just say, it's a review, you know.
Exactly. And he, just like in the past, scandals been saying he didn't even know it was going on until it was reported in the media.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you know, so let's break this down a little bit and talk about the Clinton implication here with Terry McAuliffe. Of course, they're good friends. They've been, you know, very close, if the truth be known. Clintons were very instrumental in getting Terry McAuliffe, elected as a Virginia governor. And I think the Republicans kind of went in the tank on that, but that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, he is the governor of Virginia, and he's got red flags all over him right now.
Exactly. This is not looking good for McAuliffe or the Clintons because, I mean, you have to remember that McAuliffe has not only been a longtime friend to the Clintons, his husband, embroiled in their scandal since the renting of the Lincoln bedroom, but he was also a board member of the Clinton Global Initiative. And this investigation stretches back to his involvement in the Clinton Foundation. So this is not something the Clintons will easily be able to untangle themselves from, and McAuliffe definitely has some explaining to do about these donations to his gubernatorial campaign.
Is the movie Clinton Cash, which is scheduled to be released, Peter Schweitzer said, I think in July, latter part of July, is this going to implicate him even more? I mean, we know it's going to create all kinds of brain damage for the Clinton campaign because it really brings the book to the big screen here. You know, pundits, The media has been doing what it can to a degree. It has not been a full court press, regarding what Peter Schweizer exposed in Clinton Cash. But I think this movie, could do some damage, and this might be a perfect storm between the Clintons and might even, as you say, implicate Terry McAuliffe as well.
Well, to a certain extent, McAuliffe's involvement, my understanding is, was not concluded by the time Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. I mean, this Clinton Cash's allegations just as serious, though, that her and Bill Clinton used her position at the State Department to hand out favors to corporations and foreign governments that pledged big money to their foundation, and that there was a pattern of doling out preferential treatment to these organizations that were friendly to their charity. And that's obviously not a good look for someone who's trying to run for the White House against an opponent who's promising to end exactly this type of incestuous relationship between special interests and their government. So this is obviously going to be a liability for her, but even more so because Donald Trump is her opponent.
Well, special interests has been part of the game, but certainly the Clintons have taken it to a whole new level. When you look at the kind of money that's been generated, what's been going, you talk about the renting out of the Lincoln bedroom and what other quid pro quo that they've been instrumental in executing there during their administrations, during their reigns there as well. They've gotten away with it. And even up until, not that long ago, a couple of years back, and again, Peter Schweizer was at the forefront of that too, Sarah, when he called out Congress and all this insider training, trading stuff that was going on. You and I'd still be in jail. I mean, and even the ethics committee for the legislature kind of said it's kind of okay. And I don't know how kind of okay, how you can get by with that. And, the congressmen, senators over the years have just made a financial killing at our expense with insider trading. They've really taken unfair advantage.
Exactly. That's another example of the type of thing that Republican voters and, to a certain extent, Democratic voters have proven by nominating Donald Trump. They're fed up with. They're fed up with feeling like Washington is no longer in their corner, that they're really just in it for themselves. And the Clinton Foundation is perhaps the perfect embodiment of that sentiment. It's founded by former power players who have been in Washington forever, who are enriching themselves through their involvement with this organization, who are using it to hook up their friends politically and financially. I mean, it's just everything that people are saying that they've had enough of.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, I know that, attorneys being what they are, and most of the legislators are attorneys, so they've got to make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and, you got people lying, like the IRS, John Koskin, and he's destroying evidence. We got the Lois Lerner. I mean, it's just been one scandal after another where our representatives are not getting the information. I mean, Benghazi has been, straight-armed to no end. And, at every turn, all this information is blocked. But I'm at the point where I'm saying, look, forget about the root system. At this point, the root system should tell you, even though we can't find it, that there's a systemic problem, because the fruit of the tree is scandalous. It keeps producing this kind of fruit. So the tree itself needs to be chopped down, or as Nancy Pelosi says, the swamp needs to be drained.
That's exactly correct. I mean, that's the type of thing that we've been seeing in primary after primary. That's what people are saying, and that's why there's been this lack of enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton, because she seems to be everything you just listed. She represents, she's been in Washington longer than just about any other Democrat at this point, and it's hard for her to shake that perception of corruption when issues like this Terry McAuliffe investigation keep popping up. And just about an hour ago, an Inspector General report was released from the State Department that shows Hillary Clinton did, in fact, set up her personal email server to avoid having her emails be made public, something she said she did not do. And it's just one headache after another for her.
Yeah, again, when you look at the fruit, it's way too obvious. Sarah, can you stay with us for another segment? Because I want to talk to you about the VA situation, too, that you wrote about. Do you have time?
Sure. Sure. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. Sarah Westwood is with us. We've got...
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Sarah Westwood is with us, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, I want to, you know, just finalize one idea here, or at least one of the things that you'd written about in your article about Terry McAuliffe. And that was the investigation is stating that the Bureau has identified a $120,000 contribution from a Chinese businessman as potentially problematic. Now, he is Chinese, but supposedly, is he an American citizen as well? Is this what allows him to put in $120,000 into McAuliffe's election campaign?
Well, since it's technically he is a U.S. resident, so in that sense, there may not be any rule breaking with a particular donation. I mean, to be honest, we just don't have a lot of information right now about what the investigation is focusing on, and that's just one detail that's been publicized in relation to this probe.
Mm. So in that particular case, there may not be a lot there, but clearly the red flags are flying up all around one Terry McAuliffe. Another article you wrote about that I wanted to address this morning while we had you on is the VA. Once again, I mean, you talk about a systemic problem. It's just at every turn, there's just something else that comes up. The headline, the VA wrongly declared 4,201 vets as deceased and they cut off benefits. And it's going, wait a minute, you know, the report of my demise has been a little premature, hasn't it?
Exactly. The VA, I mean, it's been a mess since for years, you know, and there has been a lot of news this week about why they haven't improved at all. It seems to be more what they're doing, a rebranding effort, than fixing the systemic problems. A great example of that is just look at the amount of time that veterans are waiting for care at facilities around the country. They're still facing long delays. There are still people waiting, appealing their disability decisions, but haven't heard back. And there are veterans who are being declared dead when they're actually living and having their benefits cut off. And veterans depend on those checks, some of them, to survive. So those are just a few of the problems at the VA that are continuing right now.
And I want people to understand, I mean, what you wrote about, when they lost their benefit, I mean, they lost it for 4 years. Sarah, I mean, we're not talking, hey, next month we'll catch up. I mean, 4 years down the road, you're having to go through all this stress. You know, the vets dealing with, you know, a host of medical issues, including PTSD, other mental issues, as we know, that have been very well reported. We're, you know, to the point that today even we're losing, what, 22 vets a day to suicide because of PTSD. And then we got a Veterans Affairs organization that is just very casual about this. And we're just going to, you know, chalk it up to human error and really, you know, make these vets more vulnerable after all that they've done for us. I mean, this is the way we treat them.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the mental health aspect of the VA, has been slow to catch up on the needs of veterans returning from the battlefield in the Middle East. A lot of them are having these problems with PTSD, and the VA has struggled to catch up, and it's getting there, but they aren't where they need to be, especially when it comes to treating veterans who are facing thoughts of suicide. I mean, that's a major problem. They have been slow to respond to the growth of women in the armed forces by not providing enough doctors that treat women, and these are just a few of the systemic problems that are haunting the VA right now. And obviously the VA secretary made the PR problem a lot worse when he compared the wait times veterans are facing to the times
to Disneyland.
People wait in line for rides at Disney.
That's but again, that speaks of their consciousness and the culture that's embedded in the VA. Like, it's, you know, it's almost like, well, what do you expect? I'm dealing with this massive organization, billions of dollars, and my hands are full. And, you know, if anything, it just points to the fact that government-run entities just don't do very well.
And
that's kind of tough on that. And I'm sorry, you know, to make that kind of broad brush, because I've talked with a lot of people in VA, you know, researchers and that, and they do some brilliant work there. But operationally, you know, coming, I mean, how do you, like last year alone, as you've written, 1,025 vets had their benefits cut off because they got put into the death notice file. I mean, like, what? Did they get a death certificate, you know, from the township that they were in, or from the state, or somebody just arbitrarily says, well, you know, I think he's dead. You know, this is crazy.
The VA couldn't even name why these errors were made. I mean, sometimes they were saying it might be a VA employee made a mistake. It might be that Social Security provided the wrong number of a deceased veteran. It might be a glitch in their computer program, but they just don't know. And earlier reports, you know, I've actually spoken with some of these veterans who have had their benefits revoked because they were improperly listed as dead. In some cases, it was because somebody else somewhere in the country who had a similar sounding name died, and a VA employee canceled the benefits of the wrong veteran because people had maybe different middle names but the same first and last name. And so there just needs to be safeguards in place to prevent that type of thing from happening, obviously. But to your point about how the VA is such a bureaucracy and so overburdened that it can't function properly, the VA is really the only completely customer-facing federal agency. But this kind of ineptitude really exists at all federal agencies. It's just harder to tell at some of the other ones because they're not providing a service directly to Americans day in and day out the way the VA is.
Well, and again, this is, you know, I appreciate you keeping this in the forefront, Sarah, because, you know, we've got to get real with this stuff. I mean, we've been talking about how concerned we are with our vets and they continue to be abused and, you know, this sort of thing. And, you know, all the money that's being spent on behalf of the vets and how much of this is just, you know, blatant incompetence and a lack of serious leadership to really get behind this deal. And, you know, something is really bogging this down. And again, I agree with you. I think this is the reason why people are rallying around one Donald Trump, because they want to hear in some of these agencies, you're fired. You know, the heck with the union, heck with anything else. You know, you're just fired because you're incompetent. Of course, that's a whole other issue. And I think that Donald Trump may find out that the unions are a lot stronger when it comes to the government, in much the same way that one Arnold Schwarzenegger found out when he, you know, became governor of California.
It will be an uphill battle for anyone that wants to try to tackle civil service reform. It's a mountain many have tried to climb and they've failed. And a great example is the omnibus bill sitting in the Senate right now that authorizes funding for the VA. The unions support it. A lot of veterans do not support it because it does not provide a lot of ways for the VA to fire employees who misbehave. And, you know, at that breakfast where Secretary McDonald made those Disney comments, I asked him why the bill did not include more accountability measures. And he said that if the accountability measures were beefed up, they would be too strong. And that was just an interesting thing to hear, because a lot of veterans would disagree that there's any such thing as a too strong of an accountability measure when it comes to the people who are supposed to be taking care of our veterans.
Well, you know, again, that's probably as obtuse as waiting in line, you know, at a Disney ride, you know, making that comparative by saying they're too strong. You know, the sentiment is, and of course, everyday Americans at their jobs, if they're this incompetent, they're not protected, they lose their jobs. I mean, here, they get to keep their jobs, and then on top of that, we give them more money for their incompetence. We're rewarding all the wrong behavior, it would appear.
And the VA says it's because of talent retention why they don't fire more employees,
yeah.
But most talented people I know don't want to work in an environment where incompetent people around them can't be fired.
Exactly. Well, and this whole idea, I mean, that's the kind of like the boogeyman running around here, is that we're going to lose all these competent people. Well, all these competent people are giving us one big humongous headache and mess, and they're screwing up left and right. So how competent really are they?
You're exactly right. I mean, there needs to be some mechanism to weed out people who are not competent, who are willfully wasting taxpayer money. And right now that mechanism doesn't really exist at the VA.
Sarah Westwood, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. Thank you, Sarah. Take care. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenup, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ilikethewayilook.com. ilikethewayilook.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, join us any way you can, online, Blog Talk Radio, your smartphone. We're in over 280 markets across this country of ours and around the world via shortwave as well. And thank you for joining in on the good cause to get this country back on track. It, like I've been saying, it's a me and you's this kind of thing. We all got to do this and do some heavy lifting. It is time for all hands on deck if we're going to, you know, get this country turned around here. Our next guest, Yancey Carruthers, who's been on with us before, has served 20 years in the U.S. Army Reserves as an Army medic and trauma nurse, saving wounded soldiers from death in critical condition. The Army called upon him three times to serve, once to Fort Riley, Kansas, twice to Iraq. And after his military career, he served his country as a diplomat with the U.S. Department of State and assignments to Lima, Peru, Nassau, the Bahamas. Claims to be retired, but stays busy writing and supporting veterans' causes. And we're all grateful for that, Yancey. Thank you for coming on and talking about the issues that we need to be talking about regarding our vets. Some of these statements here recently, we were just talking with a watchdog reporter from the Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood. And, here we have, a department head, the VA director, likening the weight of our vets to a line at Disney. Are you kidding me? I mean, how obtuse is this?
Yeah, and Bill, this story just keeps getting more and more obtuse. And let me quote exactly what Secretary McDonald said, because I don't want there to be any confusion about that. He says, "The days to," and I quote, "the days to an appointment is really not what we should be measuring. What we should be measuring is the veteran satisfaction. When you go to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line? What's important?" Unquote. Now, seriously, well, first of all, Disney does measure the number of hours that you wait in line. They don't want people standing in line for hours and hours, because then they're going to stop coming to the park. But it gets even more ridiculous than
that. Well, that's why Disney came up with a fast track program, right?
Exactly, and they have
to minimize the wait.
They entertain you on the way, to minimize the wait. That's the whole idea. Well, It gets even hairier here. Apparently yesterday, Secretary McDonald told, and I'll quote again, if I was misunderstood, if I have said the wrong thing, I'm glad I have the opportunity to correct it. I'm only focused on one thing, and that's better caring for veterans. That's my job. That's why I'm here, unquote. Now, first of all, when you say, if I was misunderstood, that's not the admission of a mistake. That means that it's the other several million of us that heard him say this.
Yeah, it's your perspective.
That got it wrong.
Yeah.
It's our perspective that got it wrong. And the reality is that he absolutely should be focusing on the quality of veterans care, and no one's going to argue about that. But to say that it doesn't matter to him how long that we have to wait to get it, is this guy waiting for his health care? I used to have the kind of health care that he has as a former federal employee. I know he's not waiting on it. He's going to whatever doctor that's in his network, and he's got a gold-plated insurance plan. We can bet on that. His kids are not having to wait for health care. They're not, especially not having to wait, potentially. I talked to a guy this morning that waited for 3 years and to schedule an orthopedic surgery that he needs. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, and here it is. You've got some of these vets. We keep talking about this. Some 22 a day are committing suicide due to PTSD. And the VA is all very casual about some of this stuff, the time that they wait. And, Sarah was reporting on, over 4,000 deaths that were, reported in air. The vets lost their benefits for 4 years. Yancey, 4 years. I mean, things that they're counting on. Now all of a sudden that money is gone. I mean, what does that do for somebody who relies totally on their veteran benefit?
Well, when we talk about the suicide problem, Bill, I mean, there isn't just one single factor that causes that. Obviously, there are a lot of, it's a very personal decision for someone to take their own life, and it is a result of all of these different factors of support that each one of those supports, that person feels like that it's gone. Their interpersonal relationships, with their kids or their wife, they don't have a job, they have financial problems, the medical care. So all of these factors, and if we can fix some of those, then I think we're going to start seeing a reduction in the rate of suicide. I mean, I read that last year the number of veterans that the Army lost or that the military lost in the two wars, since 2001, the war on terror, that's actually fewer now than what we've lost to suicide in the same time period. I mean, that's ridiculous. It just defies imagination. And of course, when we talk about the VA, I have to be careful because I'm very passionate about this. There are a lot of great people that work at the VA. The folks that staff my clinic are phenomenal. I'm very lucky. I live next to a clinic that is it's great. The people there, they care about what they're doing. But what we have is the problem with culture. The VA culture is that you can come to work and kind of do a mediocre job and never get fired.
Right.
You can sometimes even the case where you can come to work and commit acts of gross negligence and, maybe you get a slap on the wrist. Well, there aren't a whole lot of people that go to their job with the intention of not really caring about whether they do it or not. I don't really know people like that. But when a normal person gets put into an environment where there really aren't any performance standards, your job is to pull this lever and push this button. But nobody really cares how you do it or how often you do it or whether you do it or not, eventually you're just going to sit there and read a book. And who cares whether the lever and the button get pushed or not? I mean, that's just human nature. So I think that the one guy that's responsible for that is the captain of the boat. It's Secretary McDonald.
Right.
And this guy has had
hear his statements, go ahead.
He's clueless. And he's not just clueless about this one thing. He's clueless over and over. He'll provide numbers to Congress, and then a couple of days later, they find out it's a different number. And this guy's done this again and again. I mean, you just, all you have to do is get on Google and look up, Secretary Bob McDonald misstatements, and I don't know how many hits that is, but I'll bet it's a bunch. The guy can't even articulate what the problem is, and he's still disconnected from what the problem is. He's had 2 years to fix it. He needs to go.
Yeah, and he still has a job. I mean, to your point, and it, you know, this is a top-down situation, as you say. There are, and I made the statement earlier. I mean, I've talked with you know, many VA researchers. I think they're doing an incredible job. It's just you've got areas like this that are you know, that accommodate and promote mediocrity, and you know, this is the problem I have, frankly, Yancey, with. You know, with the government being involved in this the unionization of its people, because my experience has been in working with unions is that they want to level out the playing field and they just mediocritize the workforce because there's no incentive for them to do any great job. I mean, here it is, you know, which cracks me up, like the IRS and even the VA. They have tried to, you know, come up with incentive programs because these people are so talented and we don't want to lose them. So we want to give some incentive programs so you can come up with some kind of bogus way to give these people an incredible amount of money. And then they find out, you know, a couple of months later that you're rewarding these people for all their bad behavior. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, they're totally incompetent and you just gave them a $20,000 bonus. You know, what's up with that?
Right. I mean, when we try to incentivize the talented people, then what we end up with are people who game the system, and then, you know, they get those bonuses or those, you know, the two executives that sort of finagled their way into a new assignment and then scored, between the two of them, it was over $400,000 in travel reimbursements that they got back from the government. And neither one of those individuals was fired.
Yeah, what kind of cash flow do you have to be able to manage $400,000 of travel expenses and then send a bill to the government afterwards and get the money back? Yancey, we got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Do you remember running into me in the grocery store?
No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops. Call the cops on him. Call the cops. Get her. Going. No, you. Follow this guy. No, you talk, mother. Come here. Where are the two kids at?
Caught on camera, this alleged video voyeur on the other side of the lens.
Stop this guy.
A Florida woman chasing the suspect outside.
Call the cops on him.
Just the entire thing.
So that was what was going through my head, was just I had to get his face. I had to get something on him to put him out there and catch this guy.
Candace Spivey was shopping in the bikini section of a Target when she says this man approached her, asking about a dress for his wife. The question's growing more and more personal.
I'm here, but should we make sure it's not too, like, sheer or clear?
Right. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store?
She claims the same man harassed her inside a supermarket, secretly filming their exchange. And it's not the first time he's been accused of inappropriate retail behavior. Court documents revealing he was arrested and convicted on voyeurism charges for, quote, taking photographs of women in the dressing room.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what we're living with, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, you don't want to mess with the Florida women, okay? I spend half the year in Florida. You don't want to mess with them. They'll chase you down. I'm telling you, they're serious about this stuff. Our conversation with Yancey Carruthers continues, an Armic medic. And Yancey, you know, here we are on, the eve of Memorial Day, just around the corner. And I just believe in Memorial Day being such a sacred holiday, because of what it's all about. I mean, at the very core of it, we need to pause and appreciate those that have paid the ultimate price. I mean, this is not Veterans Day. It's Memorial Day. It's set aside for those that have given the ultimate on behalf of the freedoms that we enjoy in this great country of ours.
Right. I mean, this is the day where, you know, the entire veterans community remembers the fallen. It remembers the people that they knew. And these are folks that, you know, that we knew as brothers and sisters who have given their lives, for their own country, for what their country asked them to do. So, I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's a pretty solemn holiday, but it also makes us think, about our own perspective on life and sit back and think, you know, am I living this life the way that my fallen brother would want me to? And survivor's guilt's pretty common, and it's something that enters into our thoughts once in a while. And this is a really solemn time to think about how we want to honor those fallen. I feel like that's the best way to do it, is to live our lives to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yancey, it's one thing, as you say, in the closer concentric circle of life here, vets who have been on the front lines. I mean, when you think about how many vets have actually been in a battle, in a war zone situation, and have experienced this, I mean, it is a small percentage. You know, today, probably less than 3%, if that, of Americans serve in the military, have served in the military. Most of those in support positions, is not to lessen. It's just to say, look at, you know, that's the reality. So roughly 97% out there kind of take this for granted. They really don't understand and appreciate, you know, what Memorial Day really is all about. They're about living their lives. It's all, you know, whatever's going on with the Kardashians and their latest video games and stuff. But I'm just saying, look, you got to, as Ronald Reagan says, you know, we're about a generation away from losing these freedoms. And this is the sentiment that I get right now across the country in my travels, is people are fearful that, you know, this great American experiment is slipping through their fingers. And, you know, one of the things that we have to appreciate and remember are those that have fallen on behalf of freedom and liberty. And, you know, look at, I'm all for, you know, going out and having barbecues and times and, you know, with the family and all that. But, you know, like you say, it's a solemn day to respect what the fallen have done for us on our behalf. And it should add to a level of consciousness and responsibility that we should have as citizens of this great country of ours.
Right. I mean, and for a lot of people, Memorial Day is going to be about camping trips and canoeing and barbecues. And, you know, Bill, that's okay, because mm-hmm. that's why people lay down their lives for freedom. It's for the freedom to mm-hmm. do those things. I mean, we want people to do those things. Nice to right. be nice that our fallen are remembered. But I mean, that's us being able to live our lives. You mentioned being a generation away from the end of the great American experiment. I think that's probably been true, you know, for the last, 240 years, that we're always a generation away from losing it. So it becomes something that we have to, you know, continue to fight for again and again with each generation. When we talk about the veteran community, I wish we would stop making veterans. I wish there would be a point where we just didn't have to go off and fight in some of these places. But as long as that's happening, I mean, the veteran community has to support itself, because this, you know, the other 97% of the population, and of course we say they don't get it, well, they'll never get it, so what's the point of explaining it? Well, that becomes very self-fulfilling. I mean, if we never try to tell the stories and never try to explain it, then the other 97% isn't going to get it.
Right.
But I think that, you know, especially, I would encourage any of your listeners out there who want to support the veteran community, especially if they're vets themselves, to think about your own passion, the thing that you do, the thing that you're good at, and then start looking around to see if someone is running a program that ignites that. Something that I mentioned earlier is that when a person decides to take his or her own life, it's generally not one thing. It's a combination of all of these different factors, where they feel that there is just no one left to reach out to. So I would encourage people to take their one thing, to take their one thing and use it to extend a hand to the veteran community. I was on a show a couple of weeks ago. It was a guest, and the guest prior to me was running a little operation called Operation Tattooing Freedom. And what his program was doing was actually providing tattoo art for veterans who suffer from PTSD. It helped a number of people. And a part of what it sounds a little bit hokey, but then he went on to explain that one of the things that they do is they sit down with the veteran and they talk to him, and they decide on what the tattoo art is going to be in order to honor maybe their fallen brothers and sisters or, you know, some experience that they've gone through that's meaningful to them. And then during the tattoo session itself, the veteran is, you know, there's conversation that's going on, and there's stories that are being told, and there's this brotherhood and the camaraderie that sort of to pull back into that. And at the end of the session, the veteran has sort of a sense of closure because they selected this tattoo and then had gone through sort of this mini therapy session and kind of reached a point where they're, you know, they've come to terms with some of the things that, you know, that were rolling around in their head. And as now I bring that up not necessarily to promote his program. I think it's a great program. But what I want to promote is that this guy, this fellow Lewis, he's taking the thing that he knows, which is tattoos, and he's reaching out to the veteran community with it. So whatever your thing is, I mean, we've got motorcycle clubs, we've got fly fishing clubs, we've got organizations that go out on nature hikes and things along that line. We have all these folks who've taken the thing that they know, that they're passionate about, and they've used that one thing to reach out to veterans with it. And I think that's what we, you know, what we all have to do is, you know, as individuals, we say, well, what can we do? You know, I like to talk. I love to talk to people. I love to get up in front of groups of people. Public speaking, it doesn't faze me at all. So I think, well, why not take that talent and try to use it? Not really talent, but you know,
it's
my
talent.
The thing that I'm passionate about. Why
yeah,
not take
exactly.
it and use it to help somebody out? So I started this little program here locally. I worked with the Missouri Division of Workforce Development. And we got together this group of employers, human resource executives, hiring managers, and the name of the program was Integrating Veterans into the Workplace. So we put together this little seminar. The idea was to help employers understand the transitions that veterans are coming off of active duty and into the civilian world and sort of dropped into the pool of ice water and having to make all of these adjustments and then try to find a job. Of course, the employers are very interested in this because they spend a lot of money trying to hire people. You hire people to go into the right job, and the idea is that you train them and you keep them. And if you hire the wrong guy and you don't manage him or her the way that you know that they want, that they need to be, then you lose that employee and you spend all that money. And then you have to go around and hire another employee.
Do it all over again. Yep, exactly.
Right. So these employers were tremendously responsive to this event that we put on. We actually had 48 different executives that showed up to this seminar. We had a great little seminar.
That's great.
Replicated again in about an hour west of here. We did the same exact thing. Got about 30 people together. Now the reason that I kind of connect that is that if I have helped in some way, some employer maybe understanding their veteran employee a little better. Mm-hmm. And putting that person in a meaningful job, I may never know that I've helped that person.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that's the way.
And never get any feedback about that. But if I have just given that information to people, that's my thing. So I use my thing and try to help people out. I think that's what all.
That's the one thing. Let it be used. You're right. Yancey Carruthers on Bill Martinez Live, who served 20 years in the U.S. Army Reserves. Yancey, thank you for your service and your heart towards our vets. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.